Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Not he's head all in. Yeah. He did jam. And he gets a snap call.
Oh, wow.
This could be it right here. Dario Sammartino needing help. He's got 12 outs. But Hossein Ensign, one clean card away from a championship suddenly.
Dyer left to just shake his head and hope he gets lucky to extend this.
And the river car, the queen of clubs, will end the night. Sammartino comes up empty. Hossein Ensign put a harness on the main event final table from the start. He faltered for a bit and then rode it all the way to the finish line to become the 2019 world champion.
Playing with the queen of hearts, knowing it ain't really smart. The joker ain't the only
fool. All right.
Minus one.
Are we serious?
This is Robbie's show. We're just living in it.
He's so excited about the World Series of Poker.
I even tuned in for a little bit to watch.
I didn't. I mean, I had baseball to watch.
The Marlins.
You probably watched it when you got in this morning because it was probably still going on.
What time did it end?
It was close to 5 a.m. I didn't stay up for that, but I mean, I did catch up in the morning.
I didn't watch it this morning. I came in, threw on a wig as Macho Marlins man and celebrated the Marlins victory.
It would have been accidentally on one of the TVs. It's on generic ESPN.
Nah, it wasn't.
That went $10 million.
It was funny because I went to my guide last night. It's like World Series of Poker. Then like at 11 o'clock, it's SportsCenter. I'm like, what? Is this like a condensed version of poker? Because I don't understand.
I made sure to record all the overnight SportsCenter so I can watch
it.
It's live, though. So...
Shout out to the geezer.
I knew that poker it was not going to end in the two-hour time slot that they had given it on TV.
They probably just moved it over to ESPN News.
No, it stayed on one.
I'm talking about the sports.
Oh, yeah, that's probably what they did. Shout out to the geezer. Oldest guy since 1999 to win in a field dominated by whippersnappers. This guy at 55 years old won it.
What's his name?
Hossein Ensign. He's originally born in Iran, but then moved to Germany.
All right. Good for him. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
You'll be able to do this
minus
today.
One.
You'll be able to do this today, Beast, or you're going to be too busy crying over old 560 memories.
Oh, you know what? You and Amber can stuff it.
Got to tell you, Beast.
Bro.
You kind of get a little, you overdo it.
You're so sappy.
We're going to send you to Ass Kiss and Rehab.
Do they have that? Ass Kissers Anonymous?
You have such
AKA
ass kiss withdrawal.
Mm-hmm.
Get the shakes.
Oh, and corporate's coming to town like next week or the week after? Oh, I'm so puckered.
Certainly hope everybody's stuff is together in that new building.
Yep. Me not spray painting during a live show? All right. Hey, Jordan Yamamoto.
That was yesterday.
Nice win last night. I know, but I just wanted to get Tobin happy.
So after working on the same street on and off for 20-plus years, we are finally moving to the most beautiful radio complex I've ever seen. But hell no was I going to leave the original 560 Rolodex behind. I remember using this to track down guests for the Hammer and more back in the day. Yes, I'm guessing all of the numbers are dead, as are half the people. But this represents a station that has been one of the best legacy sports stations in the country. Since the beginning of sports radio. That sounds like a...
Who's this?
That's well
minus right. One.
You talking about WQAM?
Yeah.
Look, because he got a little Rolodex.
Hold on. Here's where I'm a little bit...
This is where we're going to go?
Perturbed. I'll say this.
Yeah.
Up until recently, it was our competitor.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
We're one big happy family now. It's almost like you had that locked and loaded.
Well, we're one big happy family, man.
No.
Team Entercom.
I'm going to tell you what we are.
Purple and white.
You know what everybody is in these two buildings?
Bleed purple and white, man.
Team, I need to keep my job.
Correct.
That's it. That's all anybody cares about.
You don't host. I mean, I understand you're APD for both stations.
Correct.
But you host on this station.
I understand.
Could you stop being such a sap over it?
Listen, like, I saw the Rolodex. It brought me back to the day. I went a little emotional.
What? Really?
Yeah.
It got you emotional?
Yes.
All right.
I remember being yelled at. God, you beast, get in the Rolodex now.
As emotional as the McRib?
I don't get that one.
Point for Leroy.
I remember when I ate my first McRib back in 1993.
Yeah, where's our emotional post?
Oh, there'll be one.
No. I don't want it.
Marlins are back at it tonight. Trevor Richards facing Chris Paddock. He was supposed to go last night, but he got moved to tonight.
Yeah. Well, they might have wanted to stick to the plan originally.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it didn't exactly go well
Marlins
for them
Marlins had a nice
yesterday.
Win. Nice win for the Fish last night.
Nice over.
Oh, over?
Of course.
Second inning.
Over? It was offense glory yesterday.
Did you have the over, Robbie?
Oh, of course. It was a layup.
Groundskeeper hitting a bomb yesterday.
Are you guys going to the Hard Rock Friday or just you?
No, both of us are going to go over there.
Well, that's going to be a...
No, it'll be there. It'll just be ending. British Open.
Well, the second day of the British Open, yeah.
Will SDI also be co-hosting with us, Rob?
Well, I think he's... I mean, he only shows up on holidays. I mean, come on. We were doing the show July 5th. It was 4th of July weekend. Everybody was off work. That's when random people show up. Not, you know, it's work. People got to work.
I didn't realize that SDI had a real job.
Well, he's a San Diego insert. That's his full-time job. He's just... giving insight on San Diego, and he gave us the insight yesterday that Paddock wasn't pitching yesterday, he was pitching today.
There's a lot of boxing and MMA news and all sorts of stuff. Canelo's postponing his September fight.
Yeah, that's not surprising. They lowballed Sergey Kovalev, who decided to go fight Anthony Yarde in Russia. So there's that. It's going to be a lot of people there with stolen faces because Russia stole all our faces.
Yeah, we'll get to the face app situation. I was one of the only ones that didn't do it, luckily.
That's what all the cool kids are doing.
Yeah. Dana White says no to Masvidal McGregor.
I say go to hell.
Why
do you
say no?
Go to hell, or do you say this?
Dana White, your impressions of the South Florida crowd tonight. It's been a while since you guys have been here.
See, this is the problem. I show respect when I'm given respect back, but when you slap me in the face like this, that's when I turn into a Tasmanian devil.
Wait, are you telling me if we had Dana on the show today, you'd go after him?
You would not be pleased. Yeah, you guys would be embarrassed. Two things need to happen, all right? Right? He needs to fight for the title.
Right.
He needs to be down here in Miami, and then he needs to fight Conor McGregor. What is this, dude? Hate money? It's enough. Get Conor McGregor out from under your skirt, Dana. Stop letting him hide, and let's get the Masvidal fight put together. There's no other fight that makes it... Oh, well... Oh, Jorge is too big for him. Oh, okay. He's not bigger than Nate Diaz. You let him fight twice. Oh, well, I didn't like that. I didn't like it then. Oh, really? You didn't like the two biggest pay-per-views of all time? Okay. All right.
It's a liar. Liar, Leroy.
A liar.
All right. I just...
Malarkey.
I see where this is going. Because... you will be face-to-face with Dana White, and you will not be that.
Oh, I will.
No, you
Oh, no, you will not.
I will, unless I get what I want. And in that case, I'll be respectful, like I was at the South Florida press conference. That was respect because he gave respect.
So
I gave respect.
Right. So if...
It's a two-way street.
Like, if there were... Let's just say there were a presser down here today with Dana White.
Right.
And you were going to go cover it.
Yeah.
Are you saying that we wouldn't get what you did that time?
No.
Well, Dana, what are your impressions of the South Florida crowd tonight? It's been a while since you guys have been here.
Nope. That wouldn't be me.
Been here.
I'd be like, hey, Dana, why are you talking out both sides of your mouth? Because you saying that Masvidal's too big for Conor McGregor when you lit in there with somebody bigger than Masvidal twice. That's chicanery.
And you've been boxed in!
Don't you have to be present to be boxed in?
My next question would be, Dana White, do you hate your company printing money? Because that's what McGregor versus Masvidal would do. It is his company. He has part ownership. And he's the president.
You're not going to win. Why bother with him? You're not going to win.
He's not the biggest owner, but he is an owner.
So it's really not his company. He's just part
owner.
It
is his company. Because if you're part owner, that's your company.
No, it's not. It's whoever the majority owner is.
Do you hold stake in Intercom?
I do.
You're an owner. Congratulations.
By the way, that stake has been... going down.
And don't worry about that.
Down and
don't worry about that. Down. Hey,
new building.
Might want to watch your P's and Q's because no savvy post in the world is going to help you from that. Yeah. Easy, intercom bleeder.
I want to put on a Band-Aid.
You think anybody else bleeds intercom? Are you the only
Yes. Those that, well, I was going to say, those that are also co-owners have been bleeding intercom.
Yeah. I got stitched up.
Yeah. So you got anything else? You got anything else?
Nothing else going on.
All right. Dana White, get the hell out of here.
I knew that was going to trigger you. I knew. I knew it.
Masvidal fought at 155. Ooh, it's too big. All right. Well, hey, guess
what? When did he fight at this last fight?
How about a little change of pace? Because Khabib was smaller than Masvidal, and he choked him out. So maybe we change up the pace, huh?
What did Masvidal fight at this last fight?
170.
Big. Let's kind of fight at 55, right?
His optimal weight's probably 55, but he's fought at 170 twice.
And lost?
He's 1-1.
Can they, like, you know, meet in the middle and form, like, a hybrid weight class?
62 or something?
No. Don't get started on that.
What is that called? Catch weight?
Dana White wouldn't allow a catch weight because, Lord knows, I mean, you got to stick in a weight class, this guy. I tell you.
So he doesn't want to make money?
Nope.
And
here's another thing that drives me crazy. Like, all right, you guys heard my question to him where he's like, oh, South Florida was super impressed.
Right.
Way to go.
Of course he's going to say that in South Florida.
He didn't, though. Like, another time, we were blacklisted for a long time. We were the black sheep. We would get
no
fights.
No, we did pretty well that night.
We did great.
Yeah.
We did great.
It was awesome.
So, every single fighter, known to man, like, it, literally, in the history of fighting, you get a fighter who's buzzworthy, and then you have them fight in their hometown.
Correct. Normally, that's what happens.
It's obvious. And yet, somehow, I feel like it's going to be the struggle to get Jorge Masvidal to fight down here in Miami at the American Airlines Arena.
Let's get one of these London blokes.
Which is stupid.
They fight over there in London.
Correct. London, Canada,
right.
Brazil. But the Miami guy wants to fight in his hometown. All of a sudden, it's a problem. It's bogus.
Well, who else could Masvidal fight that it would be?
There's only two fights for him. You fight McGregor,
right.
You fight for the belt. Both should be at the American Airlines Arena. Usman trains down here, too. It's kind of like a home fight for him, too.
Not really.
But he does train down here.
Right. I mean, he would know how to get to the arena, but...
Yeah. Easy ride.
Right.
But, like, you know, he wants to have a fight in Africa.
What is this?
Who?
Usman. He wants to have a fight with Africa, with, like, Ngannou and Stylebender, because they're all of Nigerian descent.
That's fine. They could do that, too.
Hey.
As long as we get one down here.
But us first.
Well, we just had one.
No.
Is that fair? Really?
With Broward. Completely different.
I don't think Dana sees it that way.
He should.
Maybe you should explain to him, like, the bi-county, like, the county situation. It's a little bit different audience.
I'll explain anything that needs to be explained. Listen, I'm a journalist. I made his show, Dana White Looking for a Fight. I had a cameo in there. It was not happy because he skipped out the back door. But I caught down. I caught him the next day. And I asked the hard-hitting questions. And that'll happen here with Masvidal. Trust
Dana, what are your impressions of the South Florida crowd tonight? It's been a while since you guys have been here.
When
I have never heard you speak that way.
When Bronny...
Like this.
What's LeBron's son? Is it Bronny?
Bronny.
Yeah, when he goes to make his decision, are you going to be the Jim Gray? Like, is he going to request that Brendan Tobin sits across from him in the chair?
Somehow I feel like I'm not going to make that list.
Yeah, think.
We're back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin, Leroy, Beast here with you.
Welcome back.
Ticket.
I didn't go anywhere. Been sitting here.
You don't have to
whole
welcome
time.
Us back. We've been here with you.
Yeah.
Dealing with your shenanigans.
What are my shenanigans?
Yep.
I feel like I've been holding things down pretty well today.
Really?
Yeah.
You're the
one who's been all
yeah,
sappy.
Like,
stop
sappy.
It. Like, get
serious.
The bleep over it.
Can I just...
Just get the bleep over it.
Can I
enough
just...
already. Oh, Amber, you're Team 560. So, you know what I am?
One could say, you get over it.
No.
You don't do a show on there.
I don't. You're right. But I am the assistant program director of that radio station.
Look, I see how it is.
You either in or you out.
No, I see how it is.
You either with us or you're not.
I'm with both of you.
No, you were all like, I'm with you guys. When that meeting went down and we were slapped in the face, you were like, oh, I'm with you guys. Disrespect. And right. Now here you are.
Did anybody else ever hear your sentiments?
Time out for a second. Okay. My post just was about the past. That Rolodex represents my past. Okay?
You got fired from there, though.
I did.
That represents that, too. Why would you want to remember that? No. That sounds like some bad stuff. No. I don't want to remember when I got fired. I don't want to remember when the Ravens ran me and sent me to Minnesota.
Abusive
I don't want to remember that.
Listen. I had some good years there. The early years were good when that Rolodex was still being used. The later years were a little screwed up, but that's okay. Thank God the Mad Dog Jim Mandich decided to pay me out of his own wallet when the company wouldn't. And, you know, then whatever. Then the person who ended up taking my job took my job.
Represents a station that has been one of the best legacy stations in the country since the beginning of sports radio.
I thought it was well written.
Really?
Whatever. Make
what
fun
are you
of me.
Talking about
I
well
don't
you
care.
Write the liners not, and not, it's,
hey,
you
not
write
making,
a liner that says BAM. How are we supposed to think that's great writing?
Hey, I'm not
the making, mice on the wheel on strike.
I'm not making fun
yeah,
of you.
Yeah, the mice on the wheel Shut on up. Strike. Let's bring up some
why
of his.
Why is it Attack Beast Day?
Hey, because you're the one that put yourself out there.
I'm not making
wish
fun
you
of you.
Cracked.
I'm hurt, dog.
What do you want me to do? Can I make it up to you? Want a hug?
Delete it.
You want a hug? I'm supposed to rub your shoulders. You want that now?
Delete it.
Here's what you
want that now?
Delete
Here's
it.
What you do.
No, I want that. I want Why to save you... all shenanigans for the new building. Wait till they see what's coming their way.
Oh my God.
Wait till you see what's coming
I've gotten
their way.
So many looks
hey,
from people I've asked about.
Question.
Just like little things like, hey, can we, where are we going to do things? And no, nothing. Nothing in the new studio. Nothing.
Hey, question.
There will be no nothing.
Question.
Anything.
We'll see.
Hey, I heard.
It's going to be a fight. It's going
to
be a fight.
I heard we have to be quiet.
Oh yeah, when you're out in the hallway, you have to be quiet.
It's a soundproof room.
Also, you can't eat anywhere except the kitchen because they don't want smells anywhere.
I actually don't disagree with that rule. I think I would like to keep the. Yeah, well, he, I mean, we've been working in a bum hole here.
Wait a minute.
Remember when we had to set up tray tables?
Oh yeah, they told us.
Were you here for that?
No. Wait, so they told us
this is
they
the best.
Kept walking by saying, "Don't leave the studio," and so I got some chairs. Right? And I put a sign that said 790 lunch room. And we sat outside.
We sat outside the studio.
Sat outside
during
the
breaks
hall.
Eating food.
Eating food.
We pissed off Gary Blau.
Because they're children.
Gary Blau was so he was
look,
so
we
pissed
out,
off.
Look, we were sitting outside. Just sitting outside like this. Look. Just eating crackers or something. And then the light would come back on. We'd come back inside.
Yeah.
Oh, I ran into Gary.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
How's he doing?
Him and Kimba and I can't think of his name. Tall guy. Used to work here.
Tom Caminiti?
No.
Gigantor?
Vance?
Steve no. White?
Who?
He used to be the music guy.
Oh, Dave Corey?
Dave Corey. Yeah.
They were at Eddie's Thailand.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. I got that Thai hot.
Yeah. Dave Corey's still telling people to shut up during meetings?
No.
What?
He told you shut up?
He was very rude.
During the wide orbit meeting.
Well, because Tobin was talking during the wide orbit meeting.
Excuse me for wanting to learn.
Every time you open your mouth, I don't think of it as you taking an opportunity to learn.
Did you tell Eddie I said hi?
Huh?
Did you tell Eddie I said hi?
That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, I'm sure he wanted his food to be delicious.
I was thinking about getting home.
He loves me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I know you to love.
Loves my my wife.
So, do you get the hot? Oh,
do you complain about their food too, like the nachos and Flanagan's?
No, hell no. There's nothing ever wrong at Eddie's Thai.
I'm gonna tell you why Beast goes there.
Why?
Because after you eat your meal,
yeah,
they bring out those little donuts.
Only for certain people, if they love you.
I thought you said he loves you.
He does. I get them. Yeah. I get Thai donuts.
They're excellent.
You as let's get into something serious here.
What? What now? What could you possibly want?
Oh
now?
No, it's not.
It is. I'm serious. I want to get into sports. I have a sports topic.
Go.
I have a sports topic.
Go.
Okay. So power ranking came out, right?
Yeah.
They did power rankings of NFL teams over the next 3 years.
Yeah.
Dolphins, dead last.
Really?
32nd.
Leroy, what's
32nd? You guys want to know why?
12 needs.
Okay.
No quarterback.
This is
if I swear if quarterback it says 12, uncertainty. If it says 12 needs on there, I'm going to leave.
Quarterback uncertainty and offensive line was a sieve last year.
All right, you guys want me to tell you why?
Yeah,
tell me why. We've been watching it for 2 years.
All right, here's Field Yates. Here's what he has to say.
How many games has he watched? Because we've been watching this for 2 years, if not more.
I don't know.
Right, exactly.
I mean, he's
come on, Field
ESPN
Yates.
NFL insider.
Here's what he says.
We're here.
Here's what he says. Losing is not a good thing in sports. That's it. That's the post.
Well done.
It can affect your culture and create a negative mindset that permeates through the organization. The reality is the 2019 season could be difficult, but the Dolphins have eyes towards 2020 and beyond. GM Chris Greer and the head coach Brian Flores are doing a lot of forward-thinking maneuvering and stockpiling 2020 picks, trading for Josh Rosen, cleaning up a cap situation, which, by the way,
one created by one of your top NFL analysts, ESPN. But please, keep putting Tannenbaum on. Get up!
I digress. It's a long process, whether it's Rosen or someone else. The most important building block for the Dolphins is to find a steady quarterback. But Miami's roster has a lot of offensive holes. In fact, the entire roster has 12 of them. So there's a lot of work ahead.
How many holes?
12.
He didn't really say that, did he?
No, but he does say they have a lot of offensive holes.
What are you doing?
I'm making a list.
We're not allowed to bring that to the new building. We're no whiteboards or anything.
List of people that Tobin don't like.
No. We're just not allowed to bring anything in the studio other than our body and headphones.
By the way, since we're going
with permanent pin.
You know, since we're going by the rankings, they go by, like, you know, quarterback, the Dolphins are 32nd.
Yep.
Roster outside of the quarterback, 32nd.
Oof.
But coaching, they weren't 32nd.
What were they?
You want to take a guess who was 32nd in coaching?
No.
Who?
You're going to like this, Tobin.
Yes.
The Jets. The Jets were 32nd in coaching.
I would celebrate
that. You know
what?
Then I got to respect the list. I got to tell you.
So now it's a respectful list.
I didn't say it was a disrespectful list. All I said was they're last, and which has not been a very original thought. The Dolphins have been last everything. Like, I felt like this Dolphins offseason kind of went like this. It was all tanking. Rosen won, little bit of hope. He stunk during the spring.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Back to tanking.
No, wait. Don't yell at him. He was just simply over the public narratives.
I guess I don't know.
You don't agree it went like that, Leroy? Okay. We were talking tanking.
It was just
tanking,
public narrative. Right. Then the roller coaster went up.
Then we got Rosen. Rosen won.
Hey.
Fats Patrick versus Rosen in the spring. Rosen gets dominated. Back down to tanking.
Haven't we learned from the Deion Waiters situation?
I'm making list. People you don't like.
That's not a dry erase, man. That's a Sharpie.
It's not going on very good.
Because it's not meant for that board.
Neither was the last marker because it didn't come up.
All right. Why don't you try wiping that off? I don't know what's going on.
So, like, doesn't it feel to you like that feel good that the Dolphins had went away a little bit? Houston. Am I crazy here, Robbie?
Well, Beasley was lighting a flamethrower on the Dolphins last night. He was casting out all the gloom and doom.
What did he do? Adam Beasley?
Adam Beasley. He came out with me and Rashad last night.
And he was just terrible. All terrible?
Oh, I mean, he was laying out the gloom and doom. In case there was like a 4 or 5 Dolphin fans out there that thought this was going to be a good upcoming season, he was quick to remind them this is going to be a bad, bad season.
Well, I saw Pro Football Focus was talking about this, that they said Rosen is definitely going into the 32nd offensive line for the second straight year, that he is going to play behind the worst offensive line. Because, I mean, I see the problems that they have on offense, but it's not like they're complete bums, everybody they got. Kenny Stills ain't a bum.
I mean, the right tackle is going to be.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't.
That way, Jordan Mills guy from Buffalo and, you know, the 6th-round pick Isaiah Prince. Those are your two potential right tackles.
Our whiteboard is now pink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great job, buddy.
I'm still making a list.
Why?
Because.
Why do you want to make a list?
Because we need to leave it up.
You ever hear of a thing called a pen and paper? We're not keeping that whiteboard.
Yeah, we're not allowed to take that,
bro. It's not
going
to be coming like the tablets.
Fine.
I mean, you got to put UD on your list, Leroy.
At the top of the whiteboard.
Good job there.
Nobody told me this. It was sitting on this thing. It's supposed to work with the board. If it's sitting on the board, right? Right?
Don't lash out at us.
Don't use that pen on the board. That's a Sharpie. It's permanent. What jackass put the pen?
It says Sharpie on it.
I mean,
why is it on the board?
I don't know.
And I tried to erase the other green one, and it wouldn't come off.
Yeah, I know. We haven't used that board in like a year.
Then why are you complaining it's a Sharpie?
The only time that board is used is when Rashad comes in and draws plays.
Huh.
You're a mess.
Did people understand the plays when he was drawing them?
I don't know. You did.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you want to weigh in on this?
He's what? Too discombobulated. He doesn't even know what you're talking about. He has no idea what you're talking
about. No.
It's okay.
Here. I promise you, they won't be last in a couple of things. Right? Their defense won't be last.
Humidity?
Just in scheme.
What is that?
They'll be better.
They may have some issues pass rushing.
Okay, but just in scheme, they'll be better.
All right, fair.
Okay?
Fair.
What they're going to attempt to do offensively, right, is probably get the ball out of the quarterback's hands faster. You're not going to have him standing back because it would be bad coaching if you have an offensive line that can't block and you got the quarterback standing back there holding the ball, right? Or is it just me?
Well, yeah, but like do you think they have a quarterback who's going to be able to handle that anyway? Like, we've kind of seen the quarterback who stays there back too long. His name was Ryan Tannehill.
Oh, okay.
And Tannehill could run a little bit.
But listen, you think Tom Brady doesn't hold gets rid of the ball so quick because he's reading defenses that quick? No, all the plays are designed like that. All the plays are so that he can get the ball out of his hands.
Okay, but he's Tom Brady.
Okay, he's Tom Brady.
Not everything can relate back to the Patriots.
Look, I'm not saying he can do it
and understood.
Like Tom Brady.
Understood.
But I am saying that basic fundamental coaching is you coach around your weaknesses. So if your weakness is protection, you get the ball out of the quarterback's hands.
But is it possible for your protection to be too bad? Really?
With all the stuff they do now, throwing the football, you can get the ball out of your hand if nobody's ball.
So what happened with Rosen last year?
What do you mean, what happened to him?
Yeah.
Played for Arizona.
Yeah.
They were horrible.
But what was the worst part about them?
Their offense.
Offensive line.
Right. So no, did I not say this when they first signed him?
Well, you're saying that the protection can't be bad enough to where you can't scheme around it. And I'm saying, well, maybe it can be bad enough and there's nothing you can help.
But then why? Okay, so here. If that's the case, if they don't have a good year, we, and I mean you, are going to be quick to call Rose on the bust.
Perhaps. But that's two years in a row.
Being with the worst offensive line?
It's hard times.
You think that doesn't matter?
No, it's hard times, but, like, you know, them's the breaks. If we get to a point where the line's the worst and he stinks, but we have the top draft pick, I'm going to have eyes on somebody else. I'm being honest with you. I'm not going to not be able to look at a new quarterback.
Did we have this conversation with somebody? Who did we have this conversation with? And you had, oh, my man, Boxer.
Calderon.
Yeah.
And he said, no.
He's diehard.
Don't you think all those other people that's paying money to go see games and their team
losing? I understand.
No.
But.
You are crazy.
This is not a scenario.
Nobody,
okay,
man.
But I'm not rooting for this. All the
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
You are.
I'm not.
You've been saying.
Why would I want the Dolphins to lose all those games?
You've been saying tank for Tua. Who else you tank for?
I was the first person to tell you that I was worried about Tua being lefty. Nobody in this market was saying that before me.
So wait, you're worried about him being lefty.
Right.
But you're not worried that wanting a quarterback from 2 years before you could actually see him play is a problem.
Well, I just don't know if you're going to be able to do 2 years of shows with me where I want to tank for Trevor. I don't know if you're going to be able to do that.
Unless, tank for Trevor?
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence, 2021 NFL draft.
Just 2 years. Browns did it.
Yeah. Let me
explain. Trevor, the producer.
They weren't trying to. Their coach was very good.
Well, we didn't know that. No. And he was getting sabotaged by his staff.
That's crazy. Man. That's crazy. Yeah. Hey, you think Lynn sees something like that happen? Or I say, Galen,
Galen.
He sees something like that, and he's got his eyes on Beast every time he walks down the hall.
What? What did I do now?
Yeah. It's not what you do.
Don't you worry. Don't worry your head. Don't worry your little head, Puddin. Don't worry.
Hey, Dad, that's your new nickname, Puddin.
Why?
Don't worry, Puddin.
Puddin. Why is it Puddin?
Because it just it sounds like Puddin. A good nickname. Puddin.
Bleep you.
All right. A 2019 hurricane season has arrived once again. 7-Eye Ticket is combining with the team at Local 10. We're going to have extensive coverage for you from watch to warn to landfall to recovery. Just keep it tuned to the Ticket for up-to-the-minute news and tips should a hurricane approach. Coverage on the Ticket is sponsored by BNT Services, protecting you with PGT Impact windows and doors. Be informed this hurricane season from Local 10, AM 790, FM 104.3 HD2, the Ticket. Got a big announcement coming up next hour. A big announcement coming up next hour. So stay tuned for that. I'm just teasing it as that. I'm not going to be one of these people that's going to tease it all show. It's coming up. Next segment, big announcement.
Are we privy to this big announcement?
Nope.
Well, that's good, because I know if I ever had a big announcement, the one person I wouldn't tell is the Whisperer.
I have a lot of announcements I could make, but I won't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wife's away for a week.
Oh. So where are you partying?
When do you want to party? You'll be in Vegas. You don't need me.
Thought you'd be at the Cheetah.
I might head over there, Robbie. You want
to
go?
Text after, writes.
Last night would have been a good night to go with the World Series of Poker.
Text writes in, anyway, we can get rid of that In My Feelings parody. Half the dudes in the song are gone and the coach.
Email brian.london at entercom.com.
Yeah, that's one of my projects is to like redo all the filler. So I'll probably be sending emails to all the board ops. I need new filler.
Another texter writes in, Tobin is a low-key Fins fan. While another texter writes in, Tobin doesn't count. He doesn't represent the Dolphins. It's amazing. It's amazing what two people hear. And by the way, those texts are brought to you on the accentlawfirm.com text line.
Yeah.
Does mean we have to get rid of my Canes filler, the 5-6 win prediction I had, which was on the money?
Yeah, we're going to get rid of that for the next season. You got to come up with your prediction for this year, Robbie.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, can I just do something like semi-serious for real quick?
All right.
No, it's for one of our listeners.
All right.
Our boy Chase.
Oh, yeah.
Chase Blake is our P1, like diehard listener every day.
Mm-hmm.
And he has cystic fibrosis, and he's been fighting it his entire life, obviously. And he's going through some tough complications.
Oh.
And he's in the hospital right now fighting lung issues right now, really going through it. And he just tweeted at us that, like, basically him listening to us is keeping him going. So, Chase, man, we're with you. Fight through that.
What part do you like the most? When we mess with Beast?
Yeah, we'll give you what you want. You want them to hammer me? You want us to get on Tobin? You want us to get on Leroy? Like, what do you want?
We can't get on the flip-flopper over here.
No, I mean, you could try, but it's not going to... Yeah. He's going to wiggle his way out of it.
Yep.
You have perfected that. You have perfected... Really, we need to take the shirts that we made for the previous guy and apply them to this guy.
What was the last guy's shirts? Why don't you ever say his name?
I don't think it's right.
Why?
It basically said, I'm bleep, I'm on your side. And then on the back, it had, I'm bleep, I'm on your side. And just kept...
They kept an arrow. It was like basically saying, like, you know, you're on both sides.
I don't feel like I'm a flip-flopper, though.
Oh, what?
I'm not a flip-flopper.
What? How many guys have you wanted to trade, and now all of a sudden they're your best guy?
Well, I'm not allowed to. I mean, I have to be able to be part of the Heat organization and figure out what moves to make. It doesn't always mean I want to do it.
Oh, my.
We're scientists.
Yeah, it's just, you just sometimes you're in the, you know, you ever make
this,
a meal?
See, this is what happens. It was going to end there.
Yeah.
That was going to be the end of this conversation.
Sure.
But then the fire starter over there.
Right. Well, Robbie, you've been in the kitchen before cooking a meal. Sometimes really? You get a little experimental. You just
Robbie,
throw
can
around.
You cook?
Oh, yeah. It's science.
Ramen noodles don't count.
Wait, what can you cook? What's in your wheelhouse?
A little dash of this, a little dash of that.
Well, it's a science.
It's a science, Dusty.
Robbie, what's if you had to throw down, if you had to do a Bobby Flay throwdown, what would be your meal of choice?
Oh, we mix stuff up, man. We just, you know, sometimes we don't even know what's coming. We throw it in there. We just do science.
That means he can't cook.
That means, yeah, he no chance. Whatever.
No chance.
No, the griller, you know.
Everybody experiments.
The panini machine, great, if, you know, great Cuban presser.
Even if Robbie's at a barbecue and he's throwing, like.
Nobody has a Cuban presser at their house, Robbie.
He does.
Sure they do.
Sure they do.
If you're Cuban, I mean, you don't need to have the actual Cuban presser. You can just have like a makeshift one.
Yeah, you could just use an
iron.
What
do you use, an iron?
Well,
you got to be resourceful.
Do you have a like old school Cuban coffee?
Oh yes, that's a, that's yes, that's there.
What is the Antichrist? Of course he does.
I forgot you do too.
Yeah, of course.
You do like 17 shots of coffee a day. Meanwhile, you're Leroy's mainlining some sort of energy drink.
We're actually going.
No, I haven't drank it.
We're going to the scene of the crime where Leroy became addicted to coffee.
Oh yeah, that's right.
In Las
Vegas, it was Vegas. I was just going to ask about it though.
When we got back from Vegas, you were a fiend.
You still are.
Yeah, not as much. I feel like he's gone back to the drinks.
Wait till we get to the new place and we have the brand new coffee machine and everything that's going on in that kitchen.
I'm telling you, when we get over there, I'm bringing my chairs and a popcorn machine, and people are going to sit outside the studio.
They're going to escort you.
Go.
Popcorn? Nope, not allowed. No, you can't yell.
We have this big staging area. You know, it'd be cool if we could actually have our fight watch parties there.
Oh no, we can't. We're gonna be able to do a lot of stuff.
That'd be fun.
No,
they got Leroy. They got a box office,
and a bar upstairs.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
We got our own bar.
There's also a sex room.
Wait, what?
Whoa.
There's just a room that's just randomly like it feels like they miscalculated. So there's this one closet that's just like an empty little closet off to the side. Looks like a sneaky boom boom room.
Like the room in back of Len's office?
Smaller.
Ooh. Tight.
Tight squeeze.
I don't know. One time you might open that door and somebody had been living there for like the last year.
Wouldn't be surprised. Saw a lot of people on the stoop when I was leaving the other day. A lot of people.
So it's not locked off?
Not the outside where the box office is.
Okay. The box office is where we entered the building for that Christmas party we had over there. That was where we had to go pee outside. Did you go to that? No. You remember what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, it's when Robbie hit from you.
Yeah, the Star Wars spoilers.
Robbie was running away from me because he thought I was going to spoil Star Wars.
Wait, question.
Yeah.
You want to ask me that again?
No, I don't.
To a Christmas party at an abandoned building?
Have you been to one of our parties yet?
No.
Why not?
Really?
You're not really Team Intercom, are you?
Well, I'm Team Intercom, but I think Team Intercom is not Team Intercom.
Boxed in.
The question is whether Team Intercom's Team Leroy.
You've been boxed in!
Don't expect me to fake it.
Huh?
Don't expect me to fake it.
No. I was talking about you actually getting a paycheck.
I'm very friendly. I'm friendly with everybody. But you know what I don't like? You know why I don't like company get-togethers sometimes?
Why?
It's because it gives people a false sense of a false sense that because of the company atmosphere,
right,
that people that didn't like you before that event,
right,
are now all of a sudden going to like you.
Gonna
because,
be your friend, yeah.
Yeah.
Kumbaya?
No. Nope.
You don't like company events because you hurt your hamstring when playing balloon tosses.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. Huh. That was unfortunate. That was, I mean, look.
Game Master.
I can deal with that.
I'm Bob. I do games.
I can deal with that. Plus, all the people that I, we probably hang out more than anybody else on their show.
100%.
Easily.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, B, speaking of parties, I thought you would take the opportunity with your wife and kid being out of town this week to schedule another Rage in the Cage.
And the best place to talk about that is on the air.
I thought about that, but I don't think that's going to happen. Although, I think we are going to do, a couple of us are going to go see Stuber on Saturday night.
Texter writes in, well, you guys have parking lot shenanigans at the new building. 100%.
No, I don't. 100%. I don't think there's going to be a security guy out there.
Oh, cool. He can play.
Yep.
Hey, buddy, can you film this
for
me?
What do you think if the first time we go there and we open up this case,
we're going to get
with this big old samurai sword and just somebody go, ninja!
Well, at least we'll have a samurai sword with a grip this time.
Yeah, man. Look. Somebody could have really got hurt. They should have just let us use a real sword.
Can we have samurai swords in the new studio?
No.
Yes. Oh, we could just, could you imagine? No.
See, okay. Listen to me.
Yeah. Let's lightsaber.
Listen to me.
Because there's
I've been dying to get nunchucks.
We've been fortunate.
Real ones?
We've been fortunate.
Do you even know how to use them?
Nope.
We're
going to learn.
Wouldn't that be difficult because your hands are so?
There's a lot of microphones, so if we knock one over, it's cool.
Question.
Listen to me.
Wouldn't it be difficult with the little short arms?
I feel like it'd be easier.
By the way.
Not really.
Can I explain to you that we've been lucky for like the last 2 years? Our big boss hasn't spent much time like over here in these studios.
Right.
So we've gotten away with whatever the hell we've wanted to do, basically.
Right.
But now her office is just down the hall.
And?
I mean,
You know what? Let me text Todd from Jungle Island. We should have a lemur in next week.
Tell him bring a lemur.
Chris in the new building.
Tell him bring a lemur and
bring something real.
That little alligator he brought last time.
Yeah.
They just had a baby something just hatched over there.
Yeah, let's get a lemur in.
What was Maui?
A llama.
No, something just hatched over there. I got to remember what he I saw.
We all have our shirts.
A platypus.
No, platypus, they can't walk.
They can kind of wobble around.
Oh, no, who only has one fin?
A manatee?
No. A platypus has legs, bro.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They got web feet.
They're like the girl from She's Out of My League.
Platypus was like a baby manatee. Like that little thing going like that.
No.
Nah. Yeah, that's a manatee.
What do you... Huh?
Platypus walk on...
Do you know your nature?
Not really. I'm a city boy.
It would be kind of... It would be a great stunt to have, like, some animal just...
We should all just walk in with a lemur on our...
Just flinging through the new building?
No, we should all walk in with just a lemur on our show. What's up?
You know, most new corporations and modern buildings are pet-friendly.
Well, we do have a mother's room.
Somebody said the new place needs an arena for shenanigans.
Correct.
It kind of does. That's what I'm telling you. Like, we have a performance space that will be empty all day for us to do whatever the hell we want in it.
It's kind of like Thunderdome.
It's meant for shenanigans. Boy. It's perfect. It's all wired for video. There's cameras. There's lights. Sounds.
Plus, I gotta imagine. It's new, so I gotta imagine everything's under warranty. So we're good.
So I can't imagine. Okay, how are we gonna do our
underwater?
How are we gonna pay up? I'd hate for Corbin to be walking by and somebody's nipples were clean.
Why?
And all the studios are open, windows are open, so everyone can just look in.
But that's what they did when everybody was walking by, and I guess one person went and told somebody else. Then it was 5 people, then 10 people. There's like 20 people just hanging out.
No offense, but if you were a corporate bigwig and you came down to Miami, obviously to work. If you came down to Miami and you're obviously here to work and not be on a fake vacation. What show do you want to go on? Do you want to go to the one that's at whatever conference media day, or the one where their hosts are nipples are clamped?
My yayo.
I think that's. I think I got the answer for you. Nipple clamp party.
I just want the button board.
You got it. It swings to you.
It swings to you. Yeah. Wait, did you just wink at me?
What?
Like?
No, he does that. He does that. Dude, you gotta be careful. You gotta watch him.
To what?
He gets happy and he just starts winking.
Did you just like wink at me? Like,
some Why would I do, wink to you?
I don't know.
Some people do finger guns. He's a winker.
Let's do both. Big announcement coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.